Not since Lenny Bruce has any comedian been identified with the First Amendment as much as George Carlin. After all, how many comics can take credit for getting the 7 dirty words into the Supreme Court reports, as happened in FCC versus Pacifica? Carlin knew Lenny. They met in 1960, and he understood how Lenny's comedy contributed to a revolution in American culture.
Lenny set a precedent and gave an example that some people, thanks to that example and thanks to the change in the culture that happened, were able to exploit. And by